Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
Believing in God is not a lifestyle of fits and starts. Get all excited. Ha, I'm ready. That's a fit. But is it a fit of carnality? If you got your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Psalms, chapter 78. I was reading this the other day. This is a news report of what God had done for Israel. Some of the most amazing miracles you could ever imagine. Psalm 78. And I want to read verse 1, and I'm reading out of the Old King James Version. I mean, this whole chapter, I could read it all. It would astound you. But verse 1 says, give ear. So I'm going to look at me now when I say this. I want you to give ear to what I'm going to say this morning. I shouldn't be here this morning. I should be on my way right now, you know, to get ready to go to Pennsylvania. But I'm going to do that, so I'm squeezing myself. Give ear, O my people, to my law. That would mean to us today, to his word. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. In other words, God is speaking if you got ears to listen. What did Jesus always say? He that hath an ear, let him hear what I'm saying. You're not here by accident. You didn't come here this morning because it's your normal thing to go to church on Sunday. This is a special day. Give ear. God's speaking. And then if you read through this thing, my God, this news report is so phenomenal. And yet, they disobeyed. They made God angry, but not enough to leave them all. See, there's a judgment side to God, just like there's a judgment side to you. You know, if your children obey you, they will never see your judgment side. Wouldn't they be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in, blessed going out? I mean, I don't think anybody that truly loves their children enjoys discipline. But they disobeyed. And these people totally disobeyed some stuff. But their greatest sin was verse 41. And I want to read that. He said, yes, again and again, they tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. Title of my message this morning is the dumbest thing a Christian can do. The dumbest thing a Christian can do is to limit God. Limit him spiritually. Limit him physically. Limit him financially. And you limit him by what other people's opinions say. You limit him by what they say about what they see, instead of you believing by what you know to be true. Now, the mountain smoking, he made rocks cracked and bust open and water gushed out on the desert. He made enough quail to come in one place that it was 24 miles long, 6 foot thick, because they were mad they didn't have enough meat to eat. And many of them died with the quail meat in their teeth. And they still didn't believe. He opened up the Red Sea. Not only did he open up the Red Sea, he dried the land up on it that they walked through, froze it. That's exactly what he froze the land. Froze the bottom of it, congealed. Go read it, the scripture. So they could walk across. Then when Pharaoh thought he could walk on God's way of doing things, it all got real muddy and sloppy all of a sudden. And they experienced a big tsunami coming in on both of them and destroying the whole army of Pharaoh. So much that Pharaoh didn't go in there, but he went back and erased all the things about Israel off the hieroglyphics and things, because he didn't want people to know they had been totally defeated. Why would you limit a God who is unlimited? I want to talk about that today. That last statement, and they limited the Holy One of Israel. Write this down if you're taking notes. How do we do that? Write this down. Inadequate thoughts of God. Inadequate thoughts of God produce narrow ideas of him. When you have an inadequate thought of God, it makes God smaller. it narrows him down to your level of thinking, to your level of receiving. That's an inadequate thought, but that's not your thoughts. Your thoughts are lovely, just, good, report, and pure. Think on these things. Since you're going to think anyway, think on that. But when you receive inadequate thoughts and you speak them, they bring narrow ideas of him. Well, I know God heals, but will he heal me? That's an inadequate thought. You're limiting the Holy One of Israel. Israel today still doesn't know all God wanted to do for them. Even to today, he gave them the boundaries of their land. If you are watching this in Israel, he gave you the boundaries of your land and you still have not possessed that land because you're worried about what the world will say. See, that's an inadequate thought, bringing God into a narrow way of thinking. You want him to think like you. He will not think like you. Here's something else. I can't afford that. He didn't ask you to pay for it. He asked you to believe for it. You see, that's an inadequate thought limiting the Holy One of Israel. God trying to get you somewhere. Get you somewhere. Let me say it again. Inadequate thoughts of God produce narrow ideas of him. And how that happens is the word doubt. Write this down. Doubt makes unbelief your interest. You become interested in what you don't think he is going to do, which is doubt, which shuts him down. He gave you a gift called free will. If you're going to use it for your advantage, not Satan's advantage. Amen. Doubt makes unbelief your interest. Anxious care and foreboding limits God. Anxious care and foreboding limits God. The Bible said in the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, be careful for nothing. I have been rawly criticized about that. They said, but just don't care about nothing. You're right. I could care less. Why? Because care is a form of pride. You saying God can't handle your business, so you heard me say it before, so you pull it back and take it from him. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. The dumbest thing a Christian can do is limit God. When I took the limits off of God, I knew criticism. That's why hundredfold persecution comes for the word's sake. Hundredfold with persecution. Because people that believe what I am preaching are unlimited. And Satan can't handle that. So he gets the church thing to come against you. But if he thinks I'm going to stop believing what I'm believing, he's about the dumbest devil that ever walked anywhere. I've said it so many times, I'm going to say it again. I have many opportunities to fail. I don't take it. I got attacked last night. I mean, it was a fight. But a fight you want, a fight you're going to get. See, I don't let doubt become my interest. I don't get into the area of anxious care or foreboding because it limits God. See, this is what they did. The minute the first problem came, we should have went back to Egypt and had some onions and some leeks. You forgot about the 400 years of slavery? Actually, 430. Listen to me. Let me say it again. Inadequate thoughts of God produce narrow ideas of him. Doubt makes unbelief your interest. Anxious care and foreboding limits God. But God said, be careful for nothing. Care is a form of pride. Don't be careful. No, that's not your job. You see, when you limit God, write this down. When you limit God, you produce, number one, littleness of life and meagerness of power. When you limit God, you produce littleness of life and meagerness of power. You get little in your thinking. You get small in your power. Let me give you an example here. Many of you know I'm believing God for the Falcon 7X, right? I don't talk much about it. No, I haven't raised any money. Look at me. Listen to me. I know what I can do. Yes. Sweetheart, I know what I can do. I got 2.9 billion people looking at me. 60,000 of them give $1,000. Boom, that's $60 million pays for it. I haven't raised it. I'm not saying that now for you to send me money. What I'm saying, I know what I can do. Now, I ain't believe it. I know what I can do. Do you know what you can do? But yet, it's a test of faith with me. Isaiah 65, 24. Jesse, you want to come up where I'm at? Yeah, Lord. I want to grow. He said, before you ask, I'll answer. Amen. You won't need to raise money on a plane. Okay? Nothing wrong with raising money for the plane. I raise money for the church. I've raised hundreds of millions of dollars for other organizations. It's just a tool. I don't want to learn how to fly it. I let Ken Bell and Eli Lammers fly it. I'm not interested in that. God took me out of the equation. That doesn't mean I'm going to stop raising money. But on this particular thing, it's an Abraham test for me. The land is yours. Okay. Now walk the length and breadth of it. Do you see what I'm saying? There's been times I wanted to get in my own power. What do you mean? I wanted to limit God. Lord, sit down. I'll raise this money. Then who's going to get the glory for it? I promise you, I'll have the biggest preachers in the world, the biggest networks in the world calling me and say, Brother Jesse, would you come and do a telethon for us? You could flat raise money. I don't raise it for myself. I've never had a telethon for myself. You know, I'm on enough station, I can do my own telethon. Do you understand that? I don't do that. Why? And there's nothing wrong with telethon. I do them. But for me, that would be littleness of life and meagerness of power. Because I said, Lord, I took the step. And I don't back up on nothing. You see what I'm saying? I would limit the Holy One of Israel in my life. Yeah, I'd get the plane. And everybody say, whoa, whoa, whoa. But God wouldn't get full glory of it. Do you see my point? Oh, yeah. When you limit God, you produce littleness of life and meagerness of power. Write this down. Prayer comes to nothing when you limit God to time. Oh, that's a powerful statement. Prayer comes to nothing when you limit God to time, you limit him to manner, and you limit him to means. Let me say it again. Prayer comes to nothing when you limit God to time, you limit God to manner. This is how you ought to do it, Lord. And you limit him to means. You know, if you did this, I could get this. Now you're telling him time, manner. Notice that. That's what Israel did. Time and manner, and means. How many times you said, Jesus, all I need is one Bill Gates. He's living. I know where he lives. I physically know where he lives. Why don't I just go knock on that big 60-something thousand square foot house? Because he sure could handle that. I know where Warren Buffett lives. I can go to New York today and talk to some hedge fund operators. That would be nothing to get that plane. And they like me. Jesus. Do you know how hard it is not to do that? When they like you? When they trust you more than the church? Now, I'm not talking about Bill. I don't know Bill Gates personally or Warren Buffett, but these hedge fund operators, I do know. You know what some have said? You need to quit that preaching business. Get on this Wall Street. You good on the street. You can see things. See, to them, this is a business. This ain't no business. It's more than a business. It's the kingdom of God. See, prayer comes to nothing when you limit God to time, you limit him to manner, and you limit him to means. That's a strong statement. When you understand, that's what they did. God says, how many times, Israel? What else you want me to do? You limited the Holy One of Israel. Believing in God is not a lifestyle. Look at me when I say this, then you can write it down. Believing in God is not a lifestyle of fits and starts. Get all excited. Ha, I'm ready. That's a fit. But is it a fit of carnality? Have you ever had a fit of joy? Whoa! And the next day you're sad. Have you ever started something, but you never finished? Let me tell you something about this. Believing is not a lifestyle of fits and starts. Paul says, I know in whom I believe. He didn't have a fit about it. And then he said, I'm persuaded. Abraham said, I consider not, I stagger not, and I'm fully persuaded. But Abraham, you can't have no kids. You can't even have sex. You may still have the interest, but you certainly ain't got the power. You're 100 years old. Sarah's 90. It's not only is the womb dead, menopause don't exist. You got to help her get up and walk. She ain't even got the strength to push a baby out, for God's sake. But he considered not his body being dead. Good God, man. Let's put it in everyday vernacular. I got cancer. Consider not your body with cancer. The doctor said you're going to die. Stagger not at the promises of God. It don't look good. Be fully persuaded in what you believe. You'll outlive the doctor that gave you the bad report. I'm not that mad at them. They can't only go by what they say. But see, you're dealing with a God that you can't limit him with time, manner, or means. Believing in God is not a lifestyle of fits and starts. Because you got excited about something. Never limit, you're going to like this one. Never limit to God, or never limit God to Sunday or Sunday observances. You never limit God to Sunday or Sunday observances. People think about God on Sunday. He's the furthest away from their mind on Monday. You think I only think about God on Sunday? I think about God 24/7. You never limit God to Sunday or Sunday observances. You know how many people do that? That's a church thing. That's not a spiritual thing. That's a church thing. Well, I ever went to church. Make me feel pretty good. Said the rosary today. I'll say one more Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. I'm not making fun of this prayer. What I'm saying is, observances. When God is 24/7. Why are you sleeping? Why are you up? You never limit God to Sunday or Sunday observances. Write this down. Unlimiting God is not simply worship. Unlimiting God is not simply worship, but it is life, and that more abundantly. That's John 10:10. God give you life to the full, till it overflows. Do you know I don't have time to be sad? I don't have time to be disappointed. I called Ricky the other day. He said, Jesse. Now, when Ricky said it like that, Jesse, something wrong. I know Ricky. I've been knowing Ricky a long, long time. He said, we got some air conditioners out or something like that. I didn't say, oh, gloom and despair and agony on me. Deep, dark depression and excessive misery. That's a message from Hee Haw. Remember that show? Well, this place here, it's called infrastructure. The roof's going to get old. The air conditioner, they only can last so long. You got to fix them. We have to do that. I said, well, Ricky, fix them. Call the people and just do whatever you need to do. Okay, you're the boss. Got it. Well, I didn't more give no more thought to that than the man in the moon after that, because he's director of engineering. He can handle that stuff. So the next day I see him. I say, hey, Rick, he said, was you praying last night? Was you praying this morning? I said, I always pray, Rick. What? He said, those air conditioning wouldn't come on. He said, we brought the guys up. Boom, they started. Am I right? All right. I don't mean to sound arrogant. They wouldn't have started if I'd have went, oh, no. Of all times. It's hot. But you just wait another day. This is Louisiana. It's cold as they. Unlimiting God is not simply worship. Well, I worship him. No, no. But it is life, and that more abundantly. Living this life, when everything's going wrong, you're living right. You're not moved by what you feel. You move by what you believe. Truth is never finished. Oh, listen to this statement. Truth is never finished or completed. It is living, growing, and ever expanding. Truth is never finished or completed. It is living, it is growing, and ever expanding. Jesus is not a truth. Jesus is the truth. And if he's the truth, if Jesus is the way, you can't get lost. If he's the truth, you cannot be deceived. If he's the life, the devil can't kill you. See, it's ever expanding. It's not completed. He is not a truth, some truth, by truth. He is the truth. You're going to love our partner message. Fellowship is a necessary ingredient. You know, when Jesus saved you, he gave you a royal invitation for companionship. You were never designed to be alone. God created us to be a family, to come together in fellowship with him and one another. This uplifting teaching will bless you greatly. How do I get it? You just go to jdm.org and get your copy today.
Hello, thank you for joining me for Glorious Moments. I pray your faith will be stirred up to believe God for your miracle. Let's begin here. Greetings from Iowa. About 3 years ago, I watched you preach for the first time at Church International in Warrior, Alabama. Although I wasn't there in person, I was deeply impacted by your message and have been faithfully following your ministry ever since. My wife and I had the opportunity to see you and Kathy in person for the first time last November in Colorado Springs. We began partnering with your ministry last year and plan to continue as long as we live. Over the past few years, my business has grown 50% annually, and now I'm believing for exponential growth for the next 5 years. After that, I desire to dedicate the rest of my life fully to the work of the Lord. Amen. That is wonderful. Now, our next one says, I'm writing to share a wonderful update following my recent prayer request to the ministry. The day after I sent it, we received our answer. It's clear now that the resolution was already on its way. Jehovah Jireh had already provided for us. This experience has been God's way of bringing us completely out of debt and giving us a fresh start. The mountain was dissolved. I praised the Lord the entire way home, celebrating this blessing openly. Thank you for your prayers. You know, God is so good. So wonderful to hear your testimonies. This final one says, I have thoroughly enjoyed and been blessed by your ministry. My children are all grown now, but when we were raising them, we traveled a lot. You were the only ministers they would sit and listen to while we were traveling across the United States. My husband and I still listen to you regularly, and all four of our children and their children are serving the Lord today. Thank you for your consistent, faithful ministry. Love and prayers from Texas. You know, I hope that you've been blessed by today's broadcast. And until next time, Jesse and I are praying for you. Have a fabulous week. God bless you.
Join Jesse Duplantis at his 2026 Heaven Tour. At these in-person only services, Jesse will take you through his trip to heaven and share some of the many wonderful things that the Lord has in store for us, both in heaven and on earth. There will also be a special time of ministry, and then Jesse will answer some questions from the audience. Friday, August 14th at 7 p.m. in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota at Living Word Christian Center. Visit jdm.org for more information.
I hope today's message has opened up your eyes to the greatness of our God. We cannot limit him. He's unlimited. Remember, never limit his wisdom. It's infinite. Never limit his power. It's omnipotent. And never limit his mercy. He is sovereign. If you want to enjoy the full teaching of today's message, you can do that on our free JDM app. So just go to that and get it. Our product offer is my new book. I'm so excited about it. It's called Create Your World and Walk in It. Philippians 4:13 says that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can because he can. This book will bless your life and change it. I'm telling you. Because you see, when you create your world, you know what's coming and you know what's going. How do I get it? Go to jdm.org for all the ordering information. You will be blessed. Ladies and gentlemen, my heaven tours are just, well, what can I say? They're phenomenal. I don't mean that to be bragging, but I want to tell you something. It is a blessing. And our next meeting, oh, Lord, let me just say this. I talk about my testimony about my trip to heaven in 1988. All the services are in person only. That way, we're not filming it, not doing that. And the next one is this Friday, August the 14th at Living Word Christian Center in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. You can get more details and more tour dates on our meetings page at jdm.org. I hope you can attend. It will bless you. Partners, thank you for your faithful financial support. We couldn't do it without you. We say that all the time because it's really the truth. We've asked the Lord for every dollar given to our ministry to give us a soul into the kingdom. And we have quite a lot of partners. I mean, I'm telling you, because we do what we say. Been debt-free since 1982. Everything you send goes into world evangelism. We have projects after project. We got right now two of them that's going to cost $20 million. I wish it was cheaper, but it's not just the way it is, you know. Believe in God for 20,000 people to give $1,000. Some give more. Others give less. So don't let that figure throw you in any way, shape, or form. But the anointing of increase is on me, and I believe in 100-fold. Not only do I believe it, I get it, and I want you to have it because you have a right to it. It's time to get away from financial stress and junk like that. When God said, I'll bless you in the city, bless you in the field, bless you going in, and bless you going out. I'm starting to preach and sing here. Praise God. I hope you can be a partner. And if you're not one, do it, and you will be blessed. Thank you, partners. Till next week, God bless you. Bye-bye.
See Jesse Duplantis on his 2026 European Outreach. The 26th of August in the Netherlands. The 27th of August in Switzerland, the 28th of August in Bulgaria, the 29th and 30th of August in France. Jesse Duplantis, 2026 European Outreach, the 26th to the 30th of August. For more information, go to jdm.org.
Are you ready to walk in God's vision for your life and receive above all that you ask or think? In my new book, Create Your World and Walk in It, you'll learn how to have God's creative DNA flowing inside of you. And your connection to his power gives you the ability to create too. By using your faith voice and saying only what faith says, discover the power within you. And every promise on your heart comes to pass in your life. Create your world and walk in it. Get your copy today at jdm.org. When God designed the church, to make them stand up and say, there's neither Jew nor Greek, bond nor free, male or female. In other words, we're all one in Christ Jesus. Now that's equality at its best.
Thank you for watching today. For more information about Jesse Duplantis Ministries, go to jdm.org.